If you look at any list of the safest places for women to visit, India will not be on it. In fact, in recent years, India has been considered by many as one of the worst places for female travelers. That has a lot to do with the high rate of violence against women in the country, but it may also have to do with all the unwritten rules that govern how Indian women are supposed to appear in public. One artist in Mumbai came up with a way to turn those rules on their head. Chavi Sachdev has a story.
For women who live and work and travel in India, getting around is an experience in segregation. Not only do we have women's seats, but also entire compartments. And in Mumbai, twice a day, a ladies' special, an entire train only for women. It's both amazingly convenient and ridiculously condescending. One minute, we might be groped, catcalled and objectified, and the next, we're told we're so vulnerable we need special privileges.
When a woman travels through a public space in India and a man travels through a public space in India, the experience is completely different.
That's multimedia artist Roshni Desai in Mumbai. She wanted to do something about this gilded cage feeling of public life, so she struck on the idea of taxis. Of course, there are women's only taxis, for women, driven by women, but this is not about that.
In Marathi, the word for only for women is Triyansati. And so I decided, why not invert it and gift the men their own taxi and call it Purushansati. Purushansati means only for men.
Mumbai's taxis are known for their upholstery, cloths that cover the whole interior of the cab, which is usually a Fiat. Drivers pick out their own designs and sometimes the results are quite eye-catching. Roshni is one of 20 artists who have designed one-off upholstery for a moving art installation collective called Taxi Fabric. They print it and outfit the cab for free. Roshni's design theme, rules for men. I met with Ramji Pal, the driver of Roshni's men-only taxi. He seems quite proud of his unique interiors. On the seats and the roof, there's a cartoon of a mustachioed man with these rules written in Hindi. On the door panels are leering tongues and ogling eyes.
Achha laga. Jo passenger baithta hai, bolta hai, yaar, bahut achha hai, yaar.
I like having this taxi fabric. When people sit in the taxi, it always gets a conversation going. They ask me about it. It's not a joke. They realize it's a serious thing.
Ramji drives his cab from 8:30 in the morning to about 8 at night. Every day he sees anywhere between 30 and 100 passengers. I chat with him in his taxi with my headphones on and my mic pointed at him, and we attract a small crowd. As we talk, it becomes clear that he, along with the men who've joined us, take these rules quite literally.
Sochenge man mein?
Front seat mein na baithe. Aisa kyun?
This is me. I ask them, these are rules. What about sitting in front? It says here that men shouldn't sit in the front seat. The first man says, ah, because they put their feet on the dashboard or they sit with their feet on the seat. But all these rules, I asked, think about women. Do they ever sit in the front seat with the driver? Ramji, the taxi driver, says, no. If she's with the driver, she sits in the back. Women should only sit in the front if they are with their husband. This is the rule. What about this rule that says boys should be home by 7 p.m.? Is that how it is? This makes them laugh. Who gets told this? They don't answer. The unspoken answer, of course, is women. There's an informal curfew if you're a girl. So I push. Asking men to be home by 7 is silly, but women have to be home by 7? They ponder it for a while, and the whole time I have this feeling that they're on the verge of understanding the dichotomy, the double standard. Then, at the last minute, they drop the ball. Ramji, the taxi driver, says,
both men and women have rights, but they have to exercise them within limits.
Still, the fabric artist Roshni says the response has been fantastic. People find her online to tell her it made them stop and think.
Even to a woman, it looks really ridiculous and funny, and you know, it'll make you chuckle. You know, they say humor is the best form, you know, to convey a message.
One can hope. And now, excuse me, I have a seat waiting for me on the ladies' special train. For The World, I'm Chavi Sachdev in Mumbai.